Jackson Fox, JACKSONFOX, 44-year-old young man comes in today for opioid dependency. It's right there, man. Period. He lives with his mom. He has two kids. He's a machinist. His last urinalysis shows positive buprenorphine and nothing else. He doesn't. He has no issues with abuse or misuse of his medications, period. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. He hasn't had a blood work done for a couple of years. I told him we need to do blood tests, and he said he'll do that next visit. In big letters, COVID immunization, on medication, Suboxone 8/2, half a tab, TID, 21 given today. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, opioid dependency, surgery, hernia surgery, social, ETOH use, almost never. He does smoke a pack a day. He does. He doesn't use drugs. And this was confirmed via urine toxicant. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. His alert, he's awake, 129 pounds, 96%, 97.4, 20, 75, 98 over 49. Heart positive, one positive, two. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Next to JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosal with lesion. TMs are red. No, TMs are clear. Assessment, opioid dependency, number one. Number two, blood work. Number three, I like to do an evaluation of his liver, kidneys, because he had a history of fatty liver in the past. Next one is check hepatitis profile. For the sake of completeness, hasn't been done. Next one is urine tox screen is up to date. Next one is evaluate patient in 2 weeks. Next one is we'll get a urinalysis at that. We'll do a blood work and further work up then. Next one is no sign of misuse. Next one is no sign of abuse. Next one is no sign of diversion. Next one is finally discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.